Time now for some business news. With gas prices hovering around $2 a gallon, American drivers probably wish they could go bargain hunting for a cheaper kind of fuel. That is possible in Brazil, which has introduced a technology called Flex Fuel. It allows cars to run on either gasoline or alcohol. Flex Fuel is rapidly becoming the norm, giving Brazilian drivers the freedom to shop for the best deal. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil has long been a pioneer in alternative fuels. That's obvious from the variety of pumps at the average filling station. There are often four kinds of fuel for sale: gasoline, diesel, natural gas, and alcohol. The alcohol pumps are a legacy of a 1980s government program that sought to replace imported oil with fuel brewed from homegrown sugarcane. For a time, almost all new cars here ran on the slightly sweet-smelling fuel. But in the late 80s, a sugar shortage triggered rationing and long lines at the alcohol pumps. At the same time, oil prices and gasoline prices were falling. Filling station attendant Carlos Pereira says the experience soured Brazilians on the idea of alternative fuel. Everyone who had an alcohol car was stuck, so people went back to buying gasoline cars, Pereira says. But now, a decade later, he says customers are once again stopping at the alcohol pumps. This so-called flex fuel engine is the reason why. A year and a half ago, the multinational companies that build cars in Brazil started selling models that burn gasoline or alcohol, or any mixture of the two. It's not a new idea. In the U.S., car makers offer a handful of flex fuel models that burn gasoline or ethanol. But Brazilians have embraced the technology. Luciano Almeida is a salesman at a Chevrolet dealership in Rio. Nowadays, about 40% of the new cars we sell are flex fuel, he says. And as soon as Chevrolet converts more models, he predicts that figure will rise to 80%. A big selling point, he says, is the fact that flex fuel actually increases a car's power. The more alcohol you put in the tank, the faster the car accelerates, something that appeals to speed-loving Brazilians. Sam Russell, an executive at General Motors of Brazil, says flex fuel was kick-started by a government tax break, but he says the changeover is now being driven by simple consumer demand.
You know, for the same amount of money, you could have a car that was all gasoline, or you could have a car that gave you a choice. Why not go with the choice? Not to mention that if you wanted to fill it up with alcohol, you get better drivability all the way around.
But some Brazilians are still reluctant to fill their tanks with alcohol, even when it's cheaper. Alfredo Ogawa is editor-in-chief at Quatro Rodas, Brazil's premier car magazine. He says people have bad memories of alcohol cars that wouldn't start in cool weather.
Eu vivi esse problema, né, de tentar ligar o carro de madrugada e querer me matar.
I lived through that experience. Trying to start my car early in the morning, I wanted to kill myself. The alcohol engine has evolved since then. The flex fuel isn't a technological wonder. You still have to fill up a little reserve tank of gasoline to help start the car when it's cold, and that's annoying.
Still, Ogawa says most consumers are reassured by the fact that flex fuel lets them go back to gasoline if they don't like alcohol. And the fuel choices here keep growing. GM is now taking orders for a car that runs on three fuels: gasoline, alcohol, and natural gas. And the government has just announced a new tax break for a kind of diesel fuel made from the oil of castor beans and palm trees. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.